Chapter 2. Gop Kumar's Remarkable Journey. Gop Kumar's guru had disappeared, but his nishta, or firm faith, never left him. He never thought of going in a different direction. Whatever the guru tells us is the supreme truth of the Vedas, and we should always keep it with us. A sadhak may desire to understand everything by relying solely upon his own experience and then moving forward. Rather than accepting what anyone else may tell him, he may feel that he must directly experience everything himself. But the guru can see that trying to understand everything step by step may take millions of lives. What is heaven? What is Siddhaloka? What are Bhur, Bhuva, Swa, Mahajana and Tapalokas? What kind of things can be seen there, and what kinds of enjoyment are available? What happiness is there within the 8 material coverings? What is in Shivaloka? What is in Vaikuntaloka? What is in Ramloka? We may desire to see and understand all of this by our own endeavor, and then consider and accept the highest thing. But one does not progress in this way. For instance, there may be some worldly man who doesn't practice any sadhana. Will we say to him, "My friend, performing bhajan of Krishna is the most beneficial thing for you. Leave everything else behind and simply engage in bhajan." So the man may think, "But what about the love of my parents? And I have not yet married. I want to have a little experience of family life." If he has sufficient sukriti or merit from previous lifetimes, then he might leave his home. But for those who don't have this previous merit, it will be very difficult. Therefore, we can understand that those who have left their families to engage in bhajan with great determination have sukriti from their previous births. There is no necessity for them to become involved in family life. Great devotees like Shukadev Goswami and Narada Rishi had this previous merit. Generally, by observing someone's activities, we can discern whether they have this sukriti or not. Many people want to experience all of the many worlds themselves, but not everyone will have the previous merit to do so. Therefore, being merciful, Sanatana Goswami has explained the happiness to be attained in those worlds, the situation there, and the reason for ultimately becoming indifferent to one world and going to another. He revealed all of this through the medium of the story of Gop Kumar, taking us through all of those worlds until we finally arrive in Goloka Vrindavan. But we mustn't think that Sanatana Goswami has merely composed a fictitious novel describing Gop Kumar's extensive journey. This book contains a wide variety of siddhanta with very deep meaning. For example, some people think that the main reason Krishna comes to this world is to relieve the earth's burden. But really, he comes to give pleasure to his devotees, and especially to broadcast to the world the prema of the gopis, and to taste it himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would accomplish many purposes by one activity. He would perform one activity, but from that, 5 people would be instructed, and 5 separate objectives would be achieved. In the same spirit, Sanatana Goswami has presented the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Gop Kumar continued with his story. "I was very upset at the loss of my guru. By the influence of chanting my mantra, I felt deep spiritual longing, and therefore left my home and family. At Prayag, I saw a brahmana engaged in worshipping his Shalagram Shila on the banks of the Ganga. I thought that I would also like to do this. But when I saw him place his Shila in a box, I thought, if Thakurji is placed in a box, he will have to go to sleep hungry, and he won't be able to move either. It gave me some pain and unhappiness to see this. On the advice of that Brahmana, I went to the king of Kerala in South India, who was engaged there in worshipping forearm Padmanabha with great opulence. He was also feeding, serving, and providing all conveniences to the Vaishnavas. Witnessing the opulence of that worship, I stayed there for some time with great love. I was thinking that I also would like to serve the deity as the king was doing. Then the king died with no heir, and the court astrologers found the signs of a king on my hand, so I was made the king and carried on the worship. But whenever the deity's prasad was touched by a person from a lower caste, no one would eat it. People would also accept or reject the prasad on the basis of whether it was cooked or uncooked, and I was very unhappy to see all this. Prasad of the deity is spiritual, and there should be no such considerations. Therefore, I began to feel indifferent towards that place. From some Vaishnavas, I heard the glories of Sri Jagannath. They said, in Nilachal, there are no such considerations about prasad. Even if the prasad has been touched by the mouth of a dog, it will still be taken, regardless of whether it is dry, stale, or rotten. It is still considered to be non-different from Bhagavan himself. So I went there, and upon seeing this, I was very pleased. After taking darshan of Jagannath for some time, I began to desire to serve him in the same manner as the king there. I thought that I would like to become the king myself, so I could serve the deity with my own hands. Then the king died, and there was no qualified person to succeed him. His oldest son had left home to engage in bhajan, and the younger son didn't possess the necessary signs of a king. The people were in anxiety about who would inherit the throne, so they prayed to Jagannath. He revealed to them in a dream, the throne should be entrusted to whoever has the signs of a king on his hands and feet. The proper signs must be there, and they cannot be cut in any way. Someone may have the proper signs, but they may have been cut. He who has the unbroken signs of a flower, water pot, star, and conch shell, he should be made the king. Seeing these signs on my hands alone, they installed me on the throne. I carried on the deity's service for some time and was very happy. But ultimately, I began to feel detached from that place. I saw that the pujaris were always fighting amongst themselves, and sometimes I could not see the deity because the mandir was closed, and this caused me to feel great separation. Also, Jagannath Ji never spoke to me. I was chanting my Gopal mantra, and I decided to have the darshan of that Gopal who plays freely and independently with the gopas. I was unable to embrace Jagannath and have such dealings with him as I desired. Then one day, I saw my Gurudev receiving darshan in the mandir, but he was so overwhelmed with emotion that I could not approach him. He was just gazing at Jagannath. Thinking that I would speak to him later, I looked away. But when I looked again, Guruji had vanished. I was again upset at losing him. The following day, while wandering on the shores of the ocean, I saw him seated there. There was foam on his mouth and tears in his eyes, and he was saying, "Krishna, Krishna." After bringing him to external consciousness, I fell at his feet, and then he told me the purport of the mantra and some regulations for chanting it. He said, "This mantra will bestow whatever one desires. If you desire to see Bhagavan himself or anything else, this mantra will fulfill your desire. After saying a little more, he again became absorbed in emotion, and where he went after that, I do not know. Which mantra is this, the Gopal mantra? Although at present our faith may not be fully developed, just see how much power is contained within the Gopal mantra. Gop Kumar continued, "My faith increased by hearing just these few words from him, and with great love I chanted my mantra. At that time I was feeling indifferent to Nilachal, and then I heard from some sages that in the heavenly planets Indra is serving Bhagavan directly. Chanting his mantra japa, intense hankering for going there arose within him, and he immediately arrived in Indraloka. There Indra was directly serving Upendra delectable foods and drinks like a loving brother. By the influence of his mantra japa, Gop Kumar desired to attain the position of Indra. When Indra fled out of fear of the demons, the sage and demigods appointed him to the position of Indra. For some time he enjoyed the facilities that came with that position and served Upendra in different ways. But during the night he was unable to have Upendra's darshan, and for this reason he began to feel indifferent towards that place. Next, Gop Kumar travelled throughout the Bhur, Bhuva and Swar planetary systems, having conversations with Pipalayana and other sages. After that, he went to Brahmaloka, where he gradually attained the position of Brahma. There, the personified Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas, and other scriptures were debating amongst themselves. Some were propounding merging into Brahman, while others were advocating Bhagavad Bhakti. They were trying to decide which of the two is superior and whom should be worshipped. At first, the Bhagavatam remained neutral and merely listened, and they all debated. But in the end, the words of the Bhagavatam were established as the best, and the glories of Sri Vishnu and Vaikuntha were delineated. After feeling indifferent to his surroundings, Gop Kumar chanted his mantra japa and returned to Vrindavan of this world, where he again met his guru, Jayanta. Jayanta blessed him, saying, "What you have seen until now is due to the influence of your mantra, and by continuing your chanting, you will also be able to cross the 8 material coverings. You will be able to cross the Viraja River and go to Siddhaloka. I am giving you my blessings that you will receive a body that will be suitable for traveling to all of these higher worlds, because no one can go there in a material body. The desires of your heart will surely be fulfilled, but in the course of your journey, you mustn't ever stop. Ultimately, you will reach your desired goal by going in sequence, step by step." There is a related story about a sage of Dandakaranya who was performing austerities. He was chanting the Gopal mantra for thousands of years, yet he remained in this world. Eventually, Sri Ramchandra and Sita Devi arrived in Dandakaranya. Seeing the beauty of Ram, the sage's mind became attracted. He prayed to Ram, "I beg that just as Sita is serving you, I may serve you in your form as Gopal. Please grant me this benediction." Lord Ram said, "All right, so it shall be, but you cannot go to Golok directly. When the pastimes of Krishna appear in this universe, you will enter the womb of a gopi of Braj and develop your identity there. You will marry and have a husband, mother-in-law, father-in-law, and sister-in-law. But in a hidden way, your first love will always be for Gopal. By the influence of the gopis' association, you will attain perfection. and any doubts or ignorance that you may have will vanish. You will then appear in the womb of a gopi. You will develop an identity within the lila. Your sentiment will become perfected. And when Krishna and his pastimes disappear from this world, you will accompany them to Goloka Vrindavan and become an eternal companion of Krishna. This is the path. As long as our sentiment is not perfected, we will remain in the Braj of this world. After attaining perfection, we will leave this world. Bhagavan himself has said this thousands of times. Now we are proceeding along the path, step by step. And by the mercy of Guru, when the appropriate time comes, we will obtain a body suitable for travel to higher worlds. But the material body is not able to go there. Gop Kumar appeared the same as before, but at this time he shed his material form and assumed a purely spiritual form. Now, like electricity, he crossed in 1 minute the 8 material coverings, which before had taken him millions of years to cross, step by step. The denizens of the heavenly planets showered flowers on him as he passed by at great speed, and Brahma and others offered pranam to him. Crossing those 8 coverings, he saw whatever happiness was available inside them, and then crossing the Viraja, he arrived in Shivaloka. Brahmaloka consists of 2 sections. The upper part is called Sadashivaloka, and the lower part is Siddhaloka, which is the destination given to the demons who are personally killed by Bhagavan. The Nirvisheshvadis also attain this destination after meditating on the formless light for millions of years. This is called Sayuja Mukti. This lower part is also called Mahakala, Puram, or Sayuja Loka by the sages. This Mahakala Puram is where Krishna took Arjuna to retrieve the son of the Brahmana. When Gop Kumar was at this Siddhaloka, he saw that it was like a very deep river where one remains submerged in Nirvishesh Brahm for some time and then rises up again. By chanting this Gopal mantra, he would come up, but then by the influence of the lower world, he would again be submerged. Looking upon this formless void with abhorrence, he proceeded up from Siddhaloka to Sadashivaloka. There, Sankar and Parvati were performing kirtan and dancing with their associates. Parvati is also known as Gauri, or she who possesses a bright bodily complexion. Her limbs were shining like pure camphor and making her appear very beautiful. She was playing some musical instruments and Sankarji was dancing. Ganesh was singing and Kartikeya, Nandi, Bringi and all of their associates were present there, glorifying Bhagavan and dancing. At that time, Ganesh told Gop Kumar that Sankar and Bhagavan are one and the same, non-different. After some time, Gop Kumar looked up into the sky and saw 4 people there performing kirtan. They were eternal residents of Vaikuntha. Seeing Shiva and Parvati, they offered pranam and said, "O Mahadev, you and Hari are the same soul." Hearing this, Shiva put his hands over his ears and said, "What are you saying? You don't know any tattva. Me, the Ishwara? No, I am not Ishwara. I am the servant of Ishwara, the servant of Narayan." After those 4 residents of Vaikuntha elucidated some tattva, Shiv began speaking to Gop Kumar. "Who can go to Vaikuntha? After 100 births of giving charity, performing pious activities, and following Varnashram Dharma perfectly, one attains the position of Brahma. Then, by performing the function a Brahma, well, for 100 births, one becomes Shiva. After assuming the post of Shiva for thousands of years, one becomes a Vaishnava. I also desire to become a Vaishnava. Then, by practicing sadhan bhakti as a Vaishnava, one attains Vaikuntha. Therefore, attaining Vaikuntha is not easy. It is very, very rare. It appears that you are ready to enter Vaikuntha. But you cannot go straight there from here. There is no direct path. From here, go to Braj, engage in some bhajan and sadhan, and then you can go there. Chanting his Gopal mantra, Gopal Kumar saw that he had arrived in Vrindavan, in the very same kunja near Keshigat, where he had previously met his guru. There he immersed himself in sadhan bhajan, and one day he was reunited with his guru Jayanta. With great prem in his heart, Jayanta began to tell him some deep secrets, and Gop Kumar was very pleased. What kind of secret things? Related to progress in sadhan bhajan. Your favorite deity is Gopal, and you are worshipping him in Sakya Bhav. Until now, you have been chanting the Gopal mantra, but in Vaikuntha, that mantra will no longer be effective. There is no sadhan there. It is a place of sadhya, or final attainment. Therefore, all of the branches of sadhan that you have practiced up until now will not be effective there. Now your internal swarup, as a sakha, has arisen. You are related to Krishna as his beloved friend. The mantra had cleansed all kinds of anartas and aparad from Gop Kumar's heart and established his eternal relationship with Bhagavan. This is such an exalted achievement. The eternal relationship with Krishna that we achieve in our hearts will be in whichever rasa we find tasteful. As long as we do not possess pure attachment to Krishna, our bhajan will not be pure. Especially for coming to the stage of Raganuga Bhakti, this sentiment is so necessary. Krishna is mine, and I am his. At this stage, none of the troubles of the material world can disturb us. In the stage of Bhav, these troubles may come, but in the stage of Prem, we will not be aware of these troubles, and they cannot touch us. Just as in the cases of Shukadeva Goswami, Narada Rishi, and Prahlad. But some difficulty may come to Bharat Maharaj, who was only in the stage of Bhav, and he was overwhelmed. So in the stage of Bhav, some troubles may still come. But after that, like the wind, they will all fly away, and we will not even be aware of them. Then no anarta, fruit of karma, or anything unpalatable will come. And in our eternal form, we will relish our eternal relationship with Krishna. Then Jayanta secretly told Gop Kumar this mantra. Shri Krishna Gopal Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Ha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Balavi Jivana Radhikesha Brihat Bhagavatam Rita 247. In this mantra, for Gop Kumar, the emphasis was on Ha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida, O son of Yashoda, which for him is the primary name of Krishna, the others being secondary. For his particular internal sentiment, Yashoda Tanaya is primary because he is Gop Kumar's dear friend, while the remaining names are descriptions. Shri Krishna, Gopal, Hare, Mukunda, Govinda, Nanda Kishore, Sri Balavi Jivana, and Radhikesha. If someone's sentiment is in Madhurya Ras, then Radhikesha, the Lord of Radha, may be the primary name, and the rest will be secondary. According to the sentiment in one's heart, one of these names will be selected as the primary name. Sri Yasoda Tanaya can be the primary name for both Sakya Ras and Vatsalya Ras. In Madhurya Ras, two names are primary, Sri Balavi Jivana, he who is the very life of the gopis, and Radhikesha. Within the name of Sri Balavi Jivana, a bhav is hidden, a very important deep bhav. To some devotees, the name Radhikesha will not be given. To them the name Sri Balavi Jivan will be given. If a devotee has no desire to become a Sakhi, but wants instead to become a Dasi and render service which assists the amorous pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna from that position, then the name Sri Balavi Jivan is given to them. But those who chant Radhikesha will become Sakhis. As we progress in sadhana, we will be able to better understand these subtle points. Jayanta didn't tell these secret things to just anyone, only to Gop Kumar. Then, while Gop Kumar was looking the other way, Jayanta vanished again. With dazzling effulgence and the speed of electricity, he would appear, tell Gop Kumar one or two things, and then disappear. But we are so fortunate that we have been given the opportunity to spend so much time in the personal company of our Guru. Every day we speak with him, and he gives us personal instruction and everything. Therefore, we are not really such qualified recipients. If we were, then shining like electricity, Gurudev would appear and give us one or two relevant thoughts which we would keep with us for all time. Then he would vanish. Like feeding us milk. Have you seen a dog with her puppies? She comes and feeds them milk, and when she again leaves from there, the puppies race after her. But she nudges them away and proceeds, leaving them standing at a distance, just watching, and then finally they return home. Like this, the Guru will come, nurture the sentiment of a disciple by giving some relevant instruction, and then vanish. After residing in Vrindavan and performing bhajan for some time, Gop Kumar became absorbed in prem. Then one day he beheld the most wondrous vision. Wearing yellow cloth, playing the flute, smiling and speaking to him with his eyes, Sri Krishna was suddenly present before him. Gop Kumar cried out, "O my very life!" and raced after him. Coming near to Krishna, he tried to embrace him, but just then Krishna disappeared. Crying and crying in deep separation, Gop Kumar fell to the ground unconscious. While in his unconscious state, he saw a beautiful golden airplane appear before him at the speed of mind. Inside it were those same four residents of Vaikuntha whom he had met in Shivaloka and who had spoken some tattva to him. They said, "Please come, now we are proceeding to Vaikuntha." Mostly still in an unconscious state, Gop Kumar stood up and sat inside the airplane. When he opened his eyes, he thought, "Where have I arrived at? Where am I?" At once he found himself in a waiting room at the gates of Vaikuntha. His guardians told him, "You please wait here. We are going inside to obtain the order from Prabhu, and then we will take you inside." Saying this, they went inside and took quite some time to return. Then Gop Kumar saw one after another many eternal associates of Bhagavan entering the gates. They were carrying presents and paraphernalia for the puja of Narayan. Seeing their shining effulgence, he mistook one of them to be Narayan himself, and offering his pranam, he said, "Hey Narayan, hey Prabhu, please be merciful to me." That devotee replied, "Oh, don't call me Narayan. I am not Narayan. I am only the servant of the servant of Narayan." Everyone that came was greeted by Gop Kumar in the same manner. He was wonderstruck at the opulence of Vaikuntha. he saw monkeys, bears, peacocks, and other kinds of birds arriving, and they all appeared divinely beautiful. Then the four Vaishnavas who had brought him returned and said, "Come, Prabhu has given his order." Upon entering through the gates and seeing the opulence of the doorman, Gop Kumar mistook him to be Narayan as well, and began to offer him pranams and prayers. The doorman put his hands over his ears, and the party proceeded further until they reached the interior chamber. There, accompanied by Lakshmi Devi herself, and with Narad and other sages at his side, was Sri Narayan, reclining to one side on his elbow. He was chewing betel nuts and appeared very splendid. Gop Kumar offered pranam, and Narayan raised his hand in bestowal of blessings and said, "You have given me so much suffering. For millions of years I have been waiting for you, thinking, when will he come to me? Millions of years have passed, and until now I could not find any pretext to bring you here to Vaikuntha. I was very upset about this, but I saw that you didn't have even a little desire to meet me. If you had only chanted even one of my names just once, taken sadhu sangha, or offered some service to a saint, but you did nothing at all. If even you had done parikram of a mandir just once, one particular pigeon did, and I awarded him entrance into my abode. I could have done the same for you. A hunter with a bow and arrow shot this pigeon, who was seated on a branch of a tree, and the bird fell to the ground. In its wounded condition, unintentionally, the pigeon did parikram of the mandir one time before dying. From that, it attained enough merit to take a human birth and begin voluntarily associating with sadhus. Then, in its next birth, it came to me. There was also one mouse who entered a mandir to drink ghee. The ghee lamp was flickering, almost extinguished, and just then this mouse began drinking some ghee from it. By this movement, the lamp became lit again, and the mouse ran off frightened. From this, he attained the result of offering a lamp to the deity. In his next life, he took a human birth, and then gradually, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, he attained Vaikuntha. But you didn't even do anything like this. All of the time you were opposed to me, you remained in bad company, always spoke about mundane topics, and you were always absorbed in sense enjoyment. You never did anything to bring yourself in my direction. I thought, by any means I must save him. So I arranged for you to take birth at Govardhan, and then I myself came as your guru. That was none other than me. I gave you the Gopal mantra, and then I kept coming in the midst of your progress to nourish your mantra and strengthen your sadhan. One will not meet such a guru in one or two lives, but only after thousands of births will one receive a guru who can lead him to me. I came to you in many forms and gave you inspiration, instilled spiritual strength within you, and told you all of the deep secrets of bhajan. Now it is very good that we have finally met, and I am very happy. You will stay here now and not go anywhere else." Gop Kumar began staying there. One day, Lakshmi Devi saw that the evening was approaching and everyone had left the presence of Narayan except Gop Kumar. Since Lakshmi Devi alone serves Narayan food and drink and massages his feet, she told Vishvakshena and others to employ some cleverness to draw Gop Kumar away. They said to him, "Come and take rest, it is late. Everyone is going, and you also need rest. You appear very tired. Therefore please come with us and take some rest." They tried this trickery to draw Gop Kumar away, but he didn't desire to go. Finally, they affectionately took his hand and led him away. But this made him very unhappy. Another day, Narayan called Gop Kumar and said, "Come and do the service of fanning me." Gop Kumar became very pleased upon obtaining this service, but what did he really want? "I desire to play the flute with him, embrace him, and take prasad directly from his plate. I want to take the cows out to graze with him, and accompany him to his house, where his mother will feed us and give us nice things to drink. I want this type of free and independent relationship with Narayan, but he will not reciprocate with me in the same way. Instead, here I am bound up with my hands together and must offer pranam." Thinking like this, Gop Kumar became even more unhappy. One day, Narad approached Gop Kumar and said, "Your face appears withered in unhappiness. I can see that you are not satisfied." Even before Gop Kumar could reply, Narad had understood everything. Beginning to speak, Narad felt a little shy because Lakshmi Devi and others were nearby. He could not speak openly before them. So he took Gop Kumar to a solitary place and said, "Aho, inside you there is some very deep desire. Here you don't have the relationship with Bhagavan that you desire. You desire Sakya Bhav. Here Bhagavan will not kiss and embrace you. You cannot eat from the same plate with him and sleep on the same bed. All these loving exchanges of Sakya Bhav are what you really desire. This has been your very, very strong desire for a long time. In this place, your desire will not be fulfilled. But don't be discouraged, because there is one thing you must understand. Narayan is your worshipable Lord. He and the Gopal that you desire in Sakya Bhav are one and the same, non-different. Silently, you are desiring to play with him in Sakya Bhav, but here your desire will not be fulfilled. I will tell you how to proceed upwards to your next destination." Thus ends chapter 2 of Going Beyond Vaikuntha.